Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, The View from a Vantage Point. We'll also have music from soloist Leah Crane. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
The words to this song are in your bulletin. We would love for you to sing along.
You are the one that keeps me closer. You fix me when I'm broken. And I sing a song for you, my God. Even in times when prayers don't work, even in times when I forget, sing a song for you, my God. I feel where you are. Oh, you know what I want. It's to praise you, it's to hear you, it's to follow the words you speak, it's to trust you and be thankful, it's to tell you the way I feel. It's to praise you, it's to hear you, it's to follow the words you speak, it's to trust you and be thankful, it's to tell you the way I feel, my God. When I think that I'm alone, I reach out and you are there. I sing a song for you, my God. I feel where you are. Oh, you know what I want. It's to praise you, it's to hear you, it's to follow the words you speak, it's to trust you and be thankful, it's to tell you the way I feel, it's to praise you, it's to hear you, it's to follow the words you speak, it's to trust you and be thankful, it's to tell you the way I feel.
Our first scripture reading is from Deuteronomy 34, 1 through 8. And then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev, and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. And then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, and then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. This is the word of the Lord.
Teresa, thank you. Our second lesson is just the following verses in the very next chapter. but it is in the first chapter of Joshua, the end of Deuteronomy, the beginning of Joshua. Again, let's listen to God's word to us. We read, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, my servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, to the west, shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And this is the good news. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift that you have given to us of this day. We pray now as we sit beneath the teaching of your word that the words of my mouth and the meditations, the reflections of our hearts together might find acceptance in your sight. For it is through, to, and for the sake of Christ we pray it. Amen. As perhaps several of you know, perhaps many of you know, for the past several years, prior to our move back down onto terra firma, we lived on the northeast corner of the 16th floor of the Tarkington Tower at the corner of 40th and Meridian. From our windows and our balcony, we had close to a 270-degree view of the city. If we wanted the other 90%, we could just walk across the hall to our neighbors. But looking due south out of our windows, we could see Lucas Oil Stadium. Due west, Crown Hill. Due northwest, Butler's campus and the pyramids. Due north, the historic homes up Meridian Street. Northeast, we could see the Fashion Mall and in the distance, Community Hospital North. It was a fascinating view from us. From that vantage point, we were given a perspective on the city that we had never seen before, and we loved it. Now, I thought of that as I read our scripture lesson from Deuteronomy this morning. It is said that on a clear day, standing on the top of Mount Nebo, as Moses is in this story, Nebo is on the east side of the Jordan River, so in modern-day Jordan. It is said that you can see the entire expanse of the Promised Land. Looking south, the Negev Desert and the Dead Sea. Looking due west, the Mediterranean Sea in the distance. Looking due north, the Sea of Galilee and the mountain range bordering modern-day Israel and modern-day Lebanon. And down below, the Jordanian plain, the Jordan River Valley, and the city of Jericho. That's the vantage point that God led Moses to after he had led the children of Israel during their 40-year sojourn out of the bondage of Egypt to the threshold of their entering into this land that had been promised to their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, centuries before. From that lofty peak, Moses was able to see the fulfillment of a promise that God had made, even though he wasn't going to be able to enter into it. But from that vantage point, he could literally see Israel's history, past, present, and future. And friends, we've been given a very similar vantage point today as we celebrate our 170th anniversary. At moments such as this, we would do well to pause and reflect on all that has gone before, all that lies ahead, recognizing God's blessing and provision that has brought us to this day. This moment in time was a turning point in Israel's history. It was the end of an era, the beginning of a new era under new leadership. It was Moses, we know, repeatedly called the servant of the Lord. It was Moses who led the children of Israel out of Egypt, who guided them through the wilderness, navigating all of the challenges and difficulties that they encountered there in their life together. It was Moses who instructed them in the law, who mediated and advocated for them in their relationship with God. It was Moses who encouraged them when their energies flagged and reprimanded them when they complained. From the vantage point on the top of Mount Nebo, he could recount all of the times they had followed the Lord's leading in unerring faithfulness. And he could also recount all of the times that they acted in utter disobedience. And from our vantage point now, we can do the same as we reflect on a 170-year history of this congregation since our founding in September of 1851. Sharon gave us a good introduction to TAB's history, organized as Third Presbyterian Church. Think about this. The city of Indianapolis at the time was 30 years old. The state was 35 years old. Established on the northeast corner of Ohio and Illinois streets, then moving from the center of the city all the way out to the 11th and Meridian, and then again all the way out to the corner of 34th and Central, in order to meet the needs of children in the Mapleton Fall Creek community for Christian education. Not long after this magnificent building was built, ground being broken in September of 1921. I hope that you have been reading the articles that Ruth McDonald has been putting in each month's Chimes. Fascinating stories from our history. So as we enter into this centennial year on this corner, we can look back and celebrate countless acts of faithfulness, including the pivotal decision made in 1966 to remain here when so much of the neighborhood was changing, when so many of our members and other neighbors were doing the flight to the north. We've put our fingerprints on the founding and the support of countless ministries and organizations in our desire to be a light for Christ in this metropolitan area. But in our review of history, we can also cite examples of times when our values and practices reflected far more those of the culture than they do of the kingdom of God. We have, as has our city and our state, a history of having participated in practices of racism and bigotry and discrimination for which we must confess and repent. Even in more recent history, we know that there have been decisions made and there have been words spoken in anger, even in this sacred space, that have torn this body asunder. Looking back is not always easy, is it? And it's nearly always painful in some regard. You see, we, like all people of faith, are an odd combination of sinner and saint, bold in faith and broken in disobedience, always utterly reliant on the grace of God shown to us in Jesus Christ. So standing alone on the top of Mount Nebo, Moses was also able to look at this massive nation that was assembled on the Jordanian plain below him. He was able to see the evidence of God's blessings and provision to this people, beginning with that motley crew that came out of bondage and slavery in Egypt to the intimidating force they were now as they were preparing to enter into the promised land. And as we look around today, we can see evidence of God's gracious hand on us. With no sense of pride or boasting, we can see the many ways that God continues to bless us in order that we might be a blessing in His name to others. We can even pray for whatever incident is going on now outside our doors. We have been called to share the gospel, to care for our neighbors, to live beyond ourselves in the service of Christ. It is part of our DNA as a congregation. It is what draws us here. It is what keeps us here. Even those who once have been a part of the TAB family but are no longer invariably speak of the importance the life of this congregation has been to their lives and to their faith journey. I've often said, once here, you can't quite get the smell of TAB out of your clothes. And I love that about us. It's part of the way we continue to be a light for Christ in this metropolitan area. From the vantage point of our 170 years, we can see how God continues to bless us and use us today in the service of His kingdom. And then from the top of that vantage point on Mount Nebo, Moses was also able to look towards the future. He could see the land that had been promised to their ancestors before, laid out before him. And even though he knew that he would not be able to enter that land himself, he could see it. And we can too. In 2016, we asked the question, are we still committed to the mission report that was written 50 years ago in 1966, the report which led to our seminal decision to remain here on this corner, doing this ministry, rather than following many of our members who were moving north? We spent a year examining our commitments and determined that we still believe that God is calling us to this mission and ministry in this place. And those findings resulted in what we know as our vision renewal report, which in fact guides our way forward as we desire greater faith, deeper relationships, a stronger community. Now, knowing that he would not be able to enter into the promised land, Moses could easily have thrown in the towel, said, I've had enough, I've done my part. But he didn't. Rather, instead, he laid out a vision for the future which God had given to him and to that people, and he did his part to ensure its success. He chose and commissioned his successor, Joshua, a young man that we met 40 years ago in this journey. There was a party of 12 that went up very early in their exile from the in part of the Exodus, went up into the Promised Land to see if that land could be taken. 10 of them came back and said, no, it's too strong. 2, Joshua and Caleb, came back and said, the land is ours to take if we follow the Lord's lead. Joshua became Moses' assistant, his constant companion, his heir apparent in leadership. From that vantage point, Moses made sure that the people clearly understood who they were and whose they were as children of God. The entire book of Deuteronomy is a retelling, a review, a restating of this covenant that they had made with God. You see, Moses was intent on leaving them strong and in good hands in anticipation of all that lay before them. As the Lord reassured Joshua, saying, be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He gave them the clear reminder that their confidence was not in their leader, but was in their God. And God is faithful still. Friends, we can move into the future with that same confidence of God's faithfulness as we too remain faithful to the God who has called us. Will we face challenges and difficulties in the day ahead? Of course we will. Will there be times of disagreement and discouragement as decisions are made? Of course there will be. But we can look forward with good hope and courage because we know the one who leads us, and that one is faithful still. There's an old adage, when is the best time to plant an oak tree? 75 years ago. When's the second best time to plant an oak tree? Today. Looking back, now looking toward the future, we can see that there are things which need to be done, things that we can do and are doing today to ready us to walk into that unknown future strong and courageous. We have all eaten fruit from trees we did not plant, drunk water from wells we did not dig. We have all benefited from the good efforts of those who have gone before us, and so we must do our part today for the benefit of those who will follow us. The greatest thing that a generation can do is lay a few stepping stones for the next generation, writes Charles Kettering. And this is the opportunity. This is the responsibility we are being given from the vantage point on which we are standing now. We are laying down stepping stones for the next 170 years of ministry and mission at TAB. You see, Moses knew that he was not going to enter into the promised land. And with this people that he had led for 40 years, they could not imagine life without him. That must have been a bitter disappointment for him and for them. Or perhaps not. Because he got to see it. You see, he knew that he had done his part and that he was only a part, a character in this much larger story of God's salvation history. A history that started long before him, a history that would endure long after him. Are you aware that Disneyland opened 5 years after the death of Walt Disney? 5 years. One day, the engineers were walking around just before Disneyland opened, and one of them said, "I wish Walt had seen this." And another of them said to him, "He did see it. That's why it's here." Think about that. We too have a similar vision of TAB's future as we commit ourselves today to greater faith, to deeper relationships, to a stronger community. As we do our part today to ensure that vision becomes a reality for tomorrow. Nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in our lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope. Nothing which is true or beneficial or good makes complete sense in any immediate context of history. Therefore, we must be saved by faith. Nothing we do, however virtuous, can be accomplished alone. Therefore, we must be saved by love. Reinhold Niebuhr. Today is our day to plant oak trees and lay stepping stones for the future. In his inaugural address on January 20th, 1960, President John Kennedy laid out his vision for the future, and it was a bold one. He concluded by saying, "All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, not even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin." Friends, as we enter into this centennial year, standing at this vantage point of our 170th anniversary, let us remember and give thanks to God for his blessings and provision in days past and present as we pray for our faithfulness in response to God's faithfulness as we move into the future. Let us be bold and courageous. Let us begin. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and faithfulness, the love and faithfulness you have shown us through the years. May we be found faithful this day. We as a congregation, we as individual followers of Jesus, that we might bring you honor and glory to you and to you alone. We pray it through Christ our Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. If you would like to listen to today's message again, there are many ways to do so. Subscribe to the TAB podcast on iTunes and other apps, or go to tabpres.org and tap on the graphic marked Sermons. If you prefer a CD copy, call us at 317-923-5458. That's 317-923-5458. Please mention today's date. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel, and at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.
What is the kingdom of God?
Pastor John Gable of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus offers a rather curious listing of those who enter the kingdom of God: the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted, among others. It's an unexpected list that includes those the world often classifies as rejects and outcasts. It is this countercultural Jesus that we seek to follow at TAB, whose message runs counter to our culture of self-centeredness and self-absorption. How do we follow this Jesus at TAB? Come find out for yourself by joining us in worship or visiting us online at tabpres.org.
Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis, invites you to worship Sunday morning at 8 or 10 a.m. If you can't make it in person, tune in to Sunday with Tab, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on WIBC, or find us online at tabpres.org.